¿Cuál es su opinión de Itzka y qué piensa usted de él como jugador y lo que él puede aportar al equipo?
Well,
as I said before, it's great that young people come with dreams, with illusions, with a desire to get championships, and that this year Crisco has marked a difference in his previous team, like Malaga, and we're very happy to have him here because he's a player that marks a huge difference, aside from the fact that he's also close to my hometown in Andalus, so I have a special kindred to him. So it's, I think it's great, and I think he can provide the team with a lot of great things. Aside from the great players that are already within Real Madrid, as I've said before, inner competition is great, and we should have it. We should push ourselves to the limits. We should have our teammates push us to the limits. And so, as well as any player who plays within his own position, he'll have, like Kaká, will have a complicated year because there are players behind him that want to play. And as I've said before, only the best should play. Teófilo Barrientos, Discovery Football from Spain. Sergio, there is an interest for Pepe. And Cellini could also arrive, but could you feel better in the as a center defender? Well, with the ones that are already here, and Pepe continues to be a part of this team, and we are talking about players who could come right now, but technically the players, I think that the team are pretty much intense, the competition, internal competition, because on defense, Pepe has always been a guarantee, and I'll say it with all its words, he's one of the best center defenders in the world, and as I've said before, in Real Madrid, only the best should be there, and for me, it would be a dream that Pepe would continue with us. As I've said before, everyone, every individual is free to choose and decide his or her future, and that depends on him, not me.
Sergio, over here.
Javier Berardo from Rama Television. I was, he caught my attention yesterday that Iker, in his first answer, he talked about the hope. And you're also talking about that hope, that mixture of veteran players with the young players in this team that is causing a stir within the Madridismo this year. Do you feel that this is a season to be dreamed about? Yes, I think so. But I can also tell you that I always talk to you about hopes, dreams, because this is something that incites you to continue working, to continue growing. And that should not be missing ever, not in previous years. And out of my mouth, you've always heard that dream and that desire should always be there, because the day when you wake up without wanting to dream, you shouldn't do it anymore. What is true is that plenty of young people are coming up, and we have a team that's, as I said before, it's a very young team with players that want to show what they've got. In the same way that we have some better players, there are other players that need to receive that support.
Jared Dugman here with Managing Madrid. This will be in English.
Madrid,
perdiendo a Pepita Higuaín,
no aprueba ya o aporta un líder dentro de los vestidores. ¿Quién tomará ese cargo?
Well,
I think that, as always, there are players that, due to their character, their personality, they just naturally assume those roles. Time doesn't give you that alone, but also your personality. And there are plenty of players within our team that can assume that responsibility and take charge a little more than the rest of the players, even though they contribute the same. On certain occasions, sometimes they know how to put the team on their shoulders and how to carry the group. Obviously, within the team, there are players who will mark a difference in that aspect.
Hello, Sergio,
ESPN Deportes. There is a season now that's coming, and it looks like we are going to be looking at a lot about players, young players, like we've been talking about. At the moment, which of the younger ones are the ones that have surprised you the most? Well, there are a couple of them, but generally, I don't think we should take any merits. any virtual way from anyone, because generally speaking, we have a clan of players that are coming up and pushing and pushing. Like Castilla, for instance, we talked about him, Morata, Jose, or the Russian, as I call him myself. I think he's a player that marks a difference, and he has proven that this year. And they've all proven that in the previous teams that they've been with. And I think it's a great opportunity. It's a unique opportunity to have some minutes on the field with this team, and that's something that we should take advantage of, because the train only stops once, and you shouldn't lose it. You should get on it, and you should take advantage of every minute, every opportunity that you will be given to show if you are at the height, at the level that Real Madrid has, because it hasn't been easy for them to get here. But what makes it more difficult is to be able to stay, to be able to maintain yourself. That, again, in that sense, the fact that it is Real Madrid makes it even more difficult.
American Soccer News.
American Soccer News. Esta pregunta será en inglés.
Haber
jugado contra la competencia dentro de la MLS por un gran número de años allá, ¿cómo se siente usted? ¿Cuál es la opinión que tiene usted acerca de la evolución de la liga, los jugadores? ¿Qué cree usted que ellos deben continuar haciendo para continuar mejorando día con día?
Hombre,
well, perhaps along all these years, we have seen an evolution that's really, really good. And in that sense, we think that soccer or football was not a priority sport in the U.S., but with the passing of the years, we have seen that they won the World Cup several years running. And there have been times when soccer has been very united. I think today they have had a regularity, a consistency, a progression. And in that sense, we as players, We're happy that the U.S. will continue to level up, to not only with Mexico, but with the great national teams in America. Maybe perhaps in one day also with European teams, like competitions like the World Cup. And of course, they need to be in that type of competition.
Sergio.
The last year, especially at the end, with Mourinho, there were a few problematic issues. Perhaps maybe there were divided groups. I'd like to know you as a captain, if that has caused any rupture within the players itself, or if there's work for you to do, or has everything been blown out of proportion in the media? Well, as I've said before, what's happened before has happened before. And regarding Mo or Mourinho, I've said before that I'd rather think about the positive that I got from him and let everyone have their conscience be at peace or not. I think in that sense, I wake up every day with the hope of learning something new. And today we have a great coach, and we are going to try to do the best that we can so that we can enjoy a few more years with him and try to win championships to go to the Real Madrid illustrious history. Thank you very much. Adios.